Hi, folks. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al. And if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to favorite this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. And also, check out my website, buildwealthmedia.com. Now, today I want to talk about how to approach investing simplistically. See, I think a lot of people overcomplicate investing. And investing is not complicated. You just have to approach it from a simplistic manner. See, a lot of times we just need to keep it simple by investing in things that we know or use. You have to ask yourself, okay, what do I use and what companies do I know? And that's what you should look to invest in. What are you a consumer of? What's something that you put your hard-earned money into? And if those companies that you are a consumer of are publicly traded, perhaps you should look at that company as a potential investment. Now, you want to make sure before you invest in any company that there's three things that make sense. What do I mean? See, when I'm looking at a potential company as a potential investment, I ask myself three things. Does this company provide a product or service that people will always need? Is it a financially sound business? In other words, does the company make money? Is it profitable? And last but not least, I ask myself, is this a fundamentally sound business? Is it well established? So those are things that you want to look for when you're looking at a company as a potential investment. Just keep it simple. Invest in what you know. What you are a consumer of. What are you putting your hard-earned money into? What do you eat on a regular basis? And perhaps the companies that you buy food-related products from, maybe look at those companies as a potential investment. But I hope you get my logic here. Invest in what you know. Invest in things that you are a consumer of. Don't overcomplicate investing. Just keep it simple. And if you approach investing simplistically and you don't overcomplicate it, you'll do well as an investor. So, folks, I just wanted to give you these tips. I encourage you to do your own research and develop your own investment strategy. As always, folks, I encourage you to always think big. Always strive to be a better version of yourself and stay committed to financial success.